I tell you what, it's really important that we learn some things from the book of Ruth, especially about Naomi. We called the study of Elimelech, God and our choices. And we all have choices. Sometimes we make good choices, sometimes we don't. Overall, we learned that God was working out his plan in Elimelech and his two children, his two sons, and especially his wife, Naomi. I believe that in some way, God directed Elimelech because God had a plan for Ruth to get her into the lineage of Jesus Christ so that she would wind up being the grandmother of David and be included in the lineage of Jesus Christ. I believe that Elimelech trusted God in making that decision to leave Bethlehem and go to Moab. You don't want to go to the internet and say, how far was Bethlehem from Elimelech, Moab? It'll give you 1,570 miles, and they'll call it Moab, Utah. So you don't want to do that. But it wasn't very far. It wasn't a great distance from Bethlehem to Moab. But there was two different things going on in Bethlehem, Judea, and what was happening in Moab. Elimelech found out that because there was a tremendous famine in Judea, that it was difficult for him to feed four mouths. And so whether he talked to God or whether he didn't, we know that God was working because Elimelech decided to go to Moab. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, the scripture says, and lean not on your own understanding. That's what Elimelech was faced with. Do I trust God or do I lean on my own understanding? Do I stay here and try to feed my family? I can't afford food. The food is very, very scarce. Or do I take them to Moab where I can hopefully find a little better diet for my family? So rather than trusting in his own thinking, he decided to trust the Lord. And always acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And I believe that's what happened to Elimelech. That's found in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It's a verse that most of you can quote, as we've talked about it many, many times. When we trust in the Lord, he will work all things out for good to those who love him and are called according to his purposes. Today we want to look at Naomi, Elimelech's wife, and that's found in Ruth, the first chapter, verses 1 through 5. This is what the scripture says. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. We're talking here about all of the nation of Israel. Elimelech from Bethlehem in Judea and his wife Naomi and two sons went to live in the country of Moab. Elimelech died. Remember, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purposes. And we can see God working here. Now, it did cost the life of Elimelech and it cost the life of his two sons. So, in the 10 years before they died, both of these sons married Moabite women. One married Ruth. And we began to see how God is working all things out together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purposes. So all of a sudden, having made that trip from Bethlehem to Moab, Naomi finds herself no husband, no sons, just a couple of Moabites who were her daughters-in-law. She must have had an outstanding relationship to these two women because they loved her with all their hearts. We learned last week that the names in the Bible are tremendously significant. Naomi simply means sweet one. And Elimelech means God is my king. So God is my king, married sweet one. Does that sound like a marriage made in heaven? Sort of, kind of like. Anyway, they had a good relationship, we assume. There's a lot in the book of Ruth that we would like to know, but it's not given to us. The main point in the book of Ruth is that Ruth is going to become a part of the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, God is my king, met and married, sweet one. Well, how many of you feel like that's what happened with you? Did you marry sweet one? Sour one? Happy one? Excited one? Life was just not an easy walk for this couple. Remember, they had two sons. The culture that they lived in Bethlehem was very ungodly. So Naomi went with her husband to Moab. I think it's very interesting, ladies, try to imagine the challenge. Why does this seem to fall on the responsibility of ladies? When we flew to Arizona, we had to make these little tiny packages, or I don't know what you'd call them, but they had to fit under the seat of the airplane. Now, had I tried to make one of those, it would have never worked, because I don't know how to fold clothes like that. Gwen can fold that clothes, and it's so small and well done, and we were able to put those things under the seat of the aircraft. So here's Naomi. She has all the responsibility, which was that's the way it was in Israel. And so she had to provide for her family, food, clothing, etc., and make the trip from Bethlehem to Moab. And she evidently did an outstanding job. After Elimelech died and her two sons passed away, she was left with two daughters-in-law. I believe the scripture indicates that even though she remained faithful to God, even though that happened to her, she didn't become bitter. She remained faithful to God. And that evidently translated to how she treated her two daughters-in-law. So this is what the scripture says. When Naomi heard that the Lord was providing food for this people, that is, she heard that back in Bethlehem, the Lord had blessed and there was food available, which wasn't available when they left. She said her two daughters-in-law prepared to return home. Naomi said, go back. The two daughters-in-law wanted to go with Naomi. And she said, no, I want you to go back to your mother's house. May the Lord show you kindness. May the Lord grant that you will find rest in the home of another husband. I want you to understand how important this was in that time of history. If you had a husband and sons or children, male or female, especially male, it appeared that God had really blessed you. And now all of a sudden, here's Naomi, no husband, no sons, just a couple of women. Very special. And she loved them, and they loved her, because I believe that throughout her relationship with them, she taught them about the Lord and indicated what the Lord was all about. Even though she said to them, go back to your mother's house, worship the gods that you are familiar with, and they both said no. But finally, one did. And I tell you what Naomi said is pretty astounding. Naomi said to her, your people will be my people, your God, my God. Where you go, I will go. When you die, I will die. Where you are buried, I will be buried. I will not return to my mother's house. I will go with you. And finally, Naomi said, yeah, you can go with me. Now we look at another aspect of the life of Naomi. This picks up after Naomi and Ruth returned to Bethlehem. So we kind of set aside what happened in Moab. And finally, word came that things were better in Israel. And that's when Naomi and Ruth went there. The scripture says, Naomi and Ruth went on until they came to Bethlehem. That's where they started out. When they arrived, the woman exclaimed, can this be Naomi? Her friends noticed that Naomi didn't have a husband. She didn't have two sons. She didn't have any personal children of any kind. So don't call me Naomi, is what Naomi said. She told them, call me Mara, because the Almighty has made me my life very bitter. I went away full. What that meant in that day was you had to have a husband and children. That means your life was full. If you didn't have that, your life was not full. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. No husband, no children. The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. So here's the friends of Naomi. They see what has happened to her, and she's all right to call herself bitter because her husband and her sons are no longer there. In other words, what I see here is that Naomi had honest emotions. That's really true for us today. How do we really feel about things? What are our emotions about what we're doing for the Lord or not doing for the Lord? Do we actually have honest emotions? Naomi had honest emotions. She was able to explain those honest emotions. Don't call me sweetheart anymore. Don't call me good anymore. The Lord has taken care of that. I no longer have a full life. My life has been determined because I have no husband and no children. But that's all right. Because what God did with Naomi's situation is so beautiful. Back in Bible times, people believed that if a woman had a husband and children, it meant that God held them in favor. If they didn't have that, God did not have favor on them. Now, Naomi was a widow with no husband, no children, and the overwhelming emotions of it all hit her as she returned to Bethlehem and associated with the friends that she had left some years ago. She had left Bethlehem full and came back empty. And so at that point she said, "Don't call me Naomi, call me bitter." And she was. So I think we've all been there in some way. We've had some experiences in life that have made us a little bit bitter. But we need to trust the Lord in those times. And that's what Naomi needed to do. She needed to trust the Lord. Something happens and our emotions take over. We really need to be careful there. During those times, heartaches pile up. And often we too begin to waver and have doubts. And that's exactly what happened to Naomi. Remember, her name meant sweet person. But she was no longer sweet. She was in the throes of bitterness. You know, God knows all about us. He knows when we are happy. He knows when we are sad. He knows when we are joyful. He knows when we are bitter. He knows everything about us. A lady whose only son was killed in an accident asked the pastor, "Well, where was your God when my son was killed?" And he responded like this: "God was in the same place when his son was killed." God knows it all. There isn't anything that escapes his notice. I don't care what goes on in your life, God is aware of it. He knows everything, good, bad, or indifferent. Now, let's take a sneak look at the end of the book and see some of the things that happened in the end. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who has not left you without a kinsman redeemer." Boy, that is so important. Boaz was the kinsman redeemer. There was another one who was ahead of Boaz, but we'll find out later in the book of Ruth that he did not want to be the kinsman redeemer for Naomi. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew you and sustain you in your old age. Then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him. You see, what happened here is that Ruth was decided to go and glean. She went out to the field of Boaz and gleaned barley. And Boaz came out and talked to the people who were doing the harvest. And he noticed Ruth. And he talked to Ruth and he said, I don't want you to glean anyplace else. I want you to glean only in my fields. And he made sure that there was plenty for her to glean. He invited her to a lunch, and he said, "You can drink the water that we have drawn from the well." And he really had an eye for Ruth. And so in the end, he became the kinsman redeemer. That is, he married Ruth. If you read the book of Ruth, you'll find out how interesting that is. Naomi said to Ruth, you take a bath. You fix yourself up with nice-smelling perfume. And after Boaz has had his supper, he lays down in the place where the wheat is stored, and I want you to go there, uncover his feet, and put your feet where his feet were happened to be. That was the system that they used to show that they cared for a person. So Boaz was really excited about that. He made it possible for him to be the kinsman redeemer. That is, in those days, there had to be a kinsman redeemer. That is, Boaz now had to buy Elimelech's land and marry Ruth. And that's exactly what he did. So Naomi is an example of a godly person. And Ruth had a baby. And that baby was laid on the lap of Naomi. And the people who knew Naomi said, the Lord has blessed her. And she basically raised that child because of what happened. So in closing, Naomi experienced challenges like all women and men experience challenges. Naomi knew the Lord. And I tell you what, if we know the Lord, all things work together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purposes. Naomi had honest emotions. She didn't hold back. She said, I'm in bitterness over this. Honest emotions. Naomi was richly blessed by God. So she didn't feel like she was blessed because she lost Elimelech and her two sons. She brought Ruth back to Bethlehem. It wound out that Ruth married the kinsman redeemer Boaz. Boaz wasn't a spring chicken, by the way. And Boaz said to Ruth, I'm thankful that you didn't go for a younger man. And he was really excited about his relationship to Ruth. I want to challenge you to leave here today knowing that if you trust God, if you really trust God and live for him, he will bless you no matter what. No matter what difficulties you have, no matter what sorrows you have, and if you look at our bulletin, you see that we have eight families listed who have lost loved ones. We're all going to lose loved ones. One of these days we're going to be the one who the Lord takes. That's a part of life. It will always be a part of life. Death is inevitable. But while we are alive, we have the opportunity to believe that all things work together for good. And we can see that in the book of Ruth. How God, yeah, I know, Elimelech died. But you see, there is a place for Elimelech in heaven. The two sons died. There's a place for the two sons in heaven. But they had to die in order for the kinsman redeemer to take on Ruth and make sure that she had a child. And that child was famous, by the way. But in the end, Naomi was blessed way beyond her expectation, and she became a part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful thing that took place. And you can see how it worked in the book of Ruth. How, yeah, it cost Elimelech his life. It cost the two sons their lives. It cost one of the daughters to go back home. But here was Ruth. She came. Naomi experienced challenges. Naomi knew the Lord. Naomi had honest emotions. Naomi was richly blessed by God. So you can count on that, by the way. No matter what happens, you can count on those four things, especially that Naomi was richly blessed by God. All of her misgivings, all of her challenges, all of the times that she was in bitterness, all of that changed. And the Lord gave her a child to raise. I'm sure that Ruth had something to do with that. But it was such a blessing to Naomi. So once again, Naomi was that sweet person. She was no longer the bitter person. She was a sweet person that God intended for her to be. Wow. Read the book of Ruth. There's only going to be two more messages from the book of Ruth. And next week we're going to talk specifically about Ruth and what happened with her. And if you'll read that book, you'll be blessed. I promise you, you'll be blessed. How many of you have read it once? Good. Read it once a week. It will bless you. If you'll just take the time to read it carefully and slowly. So our closing hymn this morning is The Family of God. I'm so thankful that we do have the family of God here in Phillipsburg, Kansas. In two more months, we will have been with you 17 years. And you're probably thinking, how much longer is that guy going to stay? We need to get rid of him just as soon as possible. So, Christ, do so right now as we stand and sing.